Want to help a kitten in need? Check out local nonprofit Napanee Kitten Rescue, which is dedicated to the rescue, rehabilitation, and adoption of homeless kittens and cats. You can help by fostering, adopting, or donating to this great local charity. This kitten rescue helps furry friends, from bottle baby kittens who lost their mothers to older cats who need to be socialized. Check out NapaneeCommunityKittenRescue.ca for more information.
Yes, I'd like a bowl of hot alphabet soup.
Hi, my name is Hayden, and I have a new show on CFRC called Alphabet Soup.
A bowl of hot?
Make sure it's hot.
Alphabet Soup is a musical variety show that's live every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m.
Make sure it's hot.
Right.
Okay, sir. Coming right up.
Tune in to hear something classic or something fresh, Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on CFRC.
Hey, Charlie, table 26 wants a hot alphabet soup.
Changes fast. Oh, when you're fast, it never lasts. I cannot read between your lines. You cannot make me read your tiny mind. Oh, who's got the time? Oh, you'll go blind.
Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. I have a very special guest. This is my friend Emma Dolphin. We have been friends since grade 9.
So yeah, grade 9. Hey!
A very, very, very long time, and I think we started bonding over Phineas and Ferb.
We literally bonded over Phineas and Ferb.
In our science class.
The genius of Phineas and Ferb and Mr. Board, grade 9 math and science class.
Exactly. Yeah, and so this is like the episode I did in November with my other friend. You know the dates. My biggest fan. With Erin, where Emma is going to share her music. So this is me trying Emma's music. So if she wants to talk about the first song we just had playing, she can take it away.
Yeah, that was Martha Wainwright, the song Jesus and Mary from her second album, which Martha Wainwright, you played some of Rufus Wainwright's songs
previously
on this thing, and this is his sister. Yes. And they're like just one big Nepo family. Like Martha and Rufus are daughters of Kate McCraggle and Luden Wainwright III.
Oh.
And both of them are like famous like folk singers.
The third, though?
And, yeah, the third. Isn't that crazy?
Ew.
Luden, like London or something, I don't know how to say it, Wainwright III. And he's won a Grammy for best like traditional folk album in like 2010.
What?
I know, right? Isn't that crazy?
Why have I never heard of him?
I know. That's what I was kind of thinking. But I've heard of his children, so that's, like, chill. Like,
yeah.
That's cool. I love nepotism. It's so awesome. But, yeah, I showed you and Erin this song, like, a year ago or something.
Yeah.
And I'm still obsessed with it. Like,
I love her.
Awesome. She's so cool.
I love her.
I couldn't play her most famous song because that says a bad word in it.
I think it says a couple.
It's in the title of the song, so I can't even say it.
I know.
On air. Yeah, but this is that was Martha Wainwright. And up next, I selected a song from or by Jess Williamson. Oh my God, that was my phone, Kate. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Just keep going.
You can edit that out.
I will.
Okay,
just start from where you said Jess Williams.
Okay, so up next we have a song by Jess Williamson. Okay, so the song I picked next is by Jess Williamson, and I discovered her. I like to scroll through Pitchfork's like album reviews, and I saw like her album cover, and I was like, whoa, I love the album cover. And since like I'm shallow and stuff, I decided to listen to it, and I became obsessed with it. And so this next one is called Roads, and I just think she's super cool, and she's so me, and yeah, have fun.
She had crazy nail polish on the album cover.
Yeah, I know, right?
It was really bright. That's what I was, yeah. I was looking at the album cover, and it was like, okay, wait, that's sick.
And I love a good lightning strike.
Yeah.
I like a good like leaning into the country, like.
Yes.
Like, imagery Americana, and then she's like just like one big kind of corny lightning strike that in a way where it's like no longer corny.
I like that. It's really cool.
She does that really well throughout her whole album, where she's like towing the line of like corny and like overdone, like everything's like overdone, but then she does it just the right way where I'm like, wow, she's a genius.
Yeah.
So I recommend the whole album. It's so good.
Okay, I'll listen for you, Emma.
Awesome, thank you.
Okay, here's Jess.
Given, real love will come to you. To get a town to Sandy, to be terribly confused. City of dreamers, it's a city of flame. But I don't miss the seasons, and I don't need the rain. Cause you've given me something I can't explain. You got a face like the moon, controlling the waves. When I'm swimming in cold water, you watch me from the shore. You're a zephyr in the desert, shakes me to the core.
Hailstorm in my head, tornado blowing through my nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always miss with these eyes before. Just what the truth is, I can't say anymore, 'cause I love you. Gazing at people, some hand in hand. Just what I'm going through, they can understand. Some try to tell me thoughts they cannot defend. Just what you want to be, and I love you. Yes, I love you. Oh, I love you. Oh, I love you.
Right, welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. If you are just joining us, this is a super special episode, and I have my dear friend Emma talking to me via Zoom about her music. She can take it away.
Awesome. So the last song we just played, Jess Williams' song and her song Roads, and that other one that just played is Nights in White Satin by the Moody Blues. And I picked this song because there was a phase in my life where I would like listen to music on my mom's BlackBerry phone at night. And it was just like whatever music she had downloaded on her BlackBerry. And just like, I don't know, like 2012. And this was one of the songs that would play every night. And I loved it so much. And I don't really know anything else about the Moody Blues, but this song I always think of when I'm going to sleep. So that's why I picked this one.
Do you know what song? Sorry to interrupt you, but do you know what song was that for me? And it would like actually make my sister go crazy because I'd have to play it on a loop.
Oh man, you told me this, but I can't remember which one it was.
All You Need Is Love by The Beatles.
Oh my god.
Like on a loop every night. I'm so serious.
Yeah, exactly. Like in my mom's BlackBerry, it would have like suburban white mom like central. It was like Three Dog Night, which I'm gonna play later. Yeah. And then it had Bob Seger, who I still like Bob Seger, and Neil Diamond, which I don't really love Neil Diamond. And
that's okay.
ABBA, tons of ABBA.
Real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So exactly.
Okay.
And up next I decided to pick this song by Youth Lagoon. And it's called Deep Red Sea. And I discovered this album before I went on vacation a few years ago. And honestly, I'm gonna be real with you. This album is like one of the most important albums ever to me. It's like, I don't know, it's a huge defining like era of my life. And so Youth Lagoon is just one guy. He's one guy, just like Tame Impala, he's one guy. Did you know he's one guy? Did you know Tame Impala's one guy?
I had no clue. I'm kidding.
So his real name is Trevor Powers. And he, in October 2021, this guy, he took like over-the-counter like medication at like a drugstore.
Oh.
And he had a terrible medical, like allergic reaction to it.
Oh.
Like basically made like his stomach like turn like fully acidic, and it like coated his like throat and his vocal cords, and he couldn't speak and sing for like years.
That's
like,
horrifying.
At one point he was like just communicating through like writing on paper. And like,
no,
yeah.
And so
as his voice came back to him slowly, he recorded this album, which it like from this song is from this album, and it's called Heaven Is a Junkyard. And the whole album is just like, wow, like Trevor Powers, man, you kill me. And yeah, so that's up next is Deep Red Sea. It's super awesome.
Killed it.
this crystal ball that I see into. I know you spread that blood like butter, deep red sea. And when the mist rolls through, why can't you say I believe in you? I know you spread that blood like butter, deep red sea.
Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. I am your host, Kate, and I am here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. This week, I have someone super, super special, and it is my dear close friend, Emma Dolphin. And
hey.
Oh, she is sharing her very, very...
I'm sharing my voice with the world.
Yes, finally. It's finally happened, and it's time.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Anyway.
So that other song that... The two songs I just played was Deep Red Sea by Youth Lagoon, and that other one was Blurred View by Big Thief, and... For like the past few years now, Big Thief has been on like my top, like one of the top artists that I've listened to. They're just like, they're really important to me. Like that's family. that's mom and dad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And yeah, like I'm obsessed with that song in general. It's one that I always go back to on that album, New Warm Mountain Dragon, I Believe in You, something.
I think we're very close. I think it's Dragon.
I think I'm not close enough.
Dragon New Mountain.
Oh, you're right. That sounds more right.
No, yeah. You were right.
I was right?
I don't know.
Whatever, it's fine. Up next, I picked a song by Three Dog Night. And sometimes when I bring up Three Dog Night, people are like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, what do you mean you don't know Three Dog Night? Like, you don't know Joy to the World? One is the Loneliest Number? Like, This is Three Dog Night, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those artists that would play on my mom's BlackBerry when I was trying to go to sleep when I was like 10. And she didn't have this song on her phone, but I started listening to them again last summer. And this song, I just kind of became obsessed with. It's so like abrupt and like fun and loud, where I was just like, I gotta share this with my dear friend KMB.
True.
So,
yeah, real. Okay, that's so special. I'm glad you're sharing it with me.
Of course.
Okay, I love.
Love.
Tune in on Tuesdays at 3 p.m. for Dark Side of the Tune with me, your host, Tommy. The show where we look at the weird, the moody, the loud, and the unabashed. If the song falls on the dark side of music, then you can bet that we will play it. So join me Tuesdays at 3 p.m. See you there.
Hi, this is Allison Crow, and you are listening to CFRC Kingston 101.9.
I could have been a sailor, could have been a cook. A real life lover could have been in a book. I could have been a signpost, could have been a clock. As simple as a kettle, steady as a rock. I could be here and now. I would be, I should be, but how? I could have been one of these things first. I could have been one of these things first. Could have been your pillow, could have been your dog. I could have stayed beside you, could have stayed for more. I could have been your statue, could have been your friend. A whole long lifetime could have been the end. I could be oh so true. I would be, I should be through and through. I could have been one of these things first. I could have been.
wanna do with you. I could be friends with your friends, your friends. Anything to be with you.
Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. I am your host, Kate, and I am here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. And I have a very special guest. If you are just tuning in, this is my dear friend, Emma, and she is sharing her very special, eclectic, I don't know what the best way to describe it, with music taste. Yeah, take it away.
Well, you did just play Nick Drake, One of These Things first, and then it went straight into Anything to Be With You by Carly Rae Jepsen.
Real.
So if that isn't a better, like, description or example of my music taste, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
I just think that's, like, it's a perfect transition.
No, it's perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so good.
And up next, we have the Black Eyed Peas, Meet Me Halfway. And this may be considered embarrassing to some, mm-hmm. that I am publicly admitting to the fact that I listen to the Black Eyed Peas.
No, but, don't be embarrassed.
But I think people are always saying, like, what happened to real pop music? Like, where is some good pop music? First of all, Carly Rae Jepsen is right there. And second of all, the Black Eyed Peas, man, they're a great example of recession pop from the financial crisis in 2008. So... that, like, it's all this music that's focused on partying and escapism and nightlife, like the Black Eyed Peas. When you say play a happy song, like, you're thinking of Boom Boom Pow by the Black Eyed Peas. Come on.
Yeah.
But you're thinking of I'm a Bee by the Black Eyed Peas. So I just think, but this song here is just so fun. I listen to it all the time. And yeah, Meet Me Halfway.
Yeah. By the Black Eyed Peas. Here it comes.
Go any further than this. Ooh, I want you so badly. It's my biggest wish.
Cool, I spend my time just thinking about you. Every single day, guess I'm really missing you. And all those things we used to do. Hey girl, what's up? It used to be just me and you.
I spend my time just thinking about you. Every single day, guess I'm really missing you. And all those things we used to do. Hey girl, what's up, yo? What's up, what's up, what's up?
Can you meet me halfway? Right at the borderline is where I'm going away. For you, I'll be looking out. Night and day. Took my heart to the limit, and this is where I'll stay. I can't go any further than this. I want you so bad, my only wish.
Girl, I travel around the world and even sail the seven seas. Across the universe and all the other galaxies. Just tell me where to go, just tell me where you wanna meet. I navigate myself to take me where you be. Cause girl, I want you right now. I travel uptown, I travel downtown. Wanna have you around, like every single day. I love you always, wait,
can
I'll meet you
halfway.
Can you meet me halfway? Meet me halfway. If they try to pull you out, would you even go? I thought you were the sweetest kid. Did you even know? Thank you.
Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. If you are just joining us, I'm your host, Kate, and I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. This week, I have a very special guest. It is my dear friend, Emma Dolphin, and she has been sharing her music taste with me and you guys and everything. I'll pass it off to her.
Yeah, so what just played was first the Black Eyed Peas, Meet Me Halfway. Then we played Sweetest Kill by Broken Social Scene. And then we played The Tragically Hip and their song Leave. So I picked the Broken Social Scene song because I was one of their top listeners this year, like in the top 1%, which I had no idea that I was listening to them that much. It was a shock to me and to them. And I picked the Tragically Hip song because the Tragically Hip reminds me of my dad, just like in general. I'm just kind of like, hey, dad. And I just really like the song and their lyrics are just, I don't know.
And they're Kingston locals.
Exactly.
You're representing.
Yeah,
exactly. It's for me.
Exactly.
I don't know if you just heard me like try and turn and silently cough, but I'm really hoping you didn't.
I didn't actually.
Okay, bless, because for the people concerned, I low-key had pneumonia, so.
Kate is dying of consumption.
I'm dying of consumption and I need to be taken to the seaside.
Like Joe, no, not Joe.
Beth March in Little Women. Yeah.
Yeah, she's in bed in a little bonnet.
Yes. And that's I'm awesome. All red and blushed because I have scarlet fever.
Not even, it's just like you're pale.
Yeah.
Pale.
It's really tough.
Can confirm.
Yeah.
Kate is pale.
Yes, and sickly. Anyway, I think we have one song left.
Yeah, one song left. It's been an adventure.
Before you plug your next song, I'm going to plug the Instagram because I do it every episode now. If you guys want to know what episode is coming up next, follow the Instagram. It's I'll Try Anything Once program. I also draw the stuff there. It's really fun. Anyway.
Awesome. Speaking of drawing, people should follow me.
Yeah, I was about to say, follow Emma's art account because I'm friends with such artsy people.
Exactly. Fellow OCAT student, me and Aaron.
Yes, you and Aaron.
So I have an art account and let me just double check what it is.
Isn't it Delphoid?
It's at Delphinoid. So how you spell that is DelphiNoids.
And go follow. She's really good.
And my lackluster posting skills, come over there. And,
she's really good. Trust me. I wouldn't lie.
Kate would never lie.
I never lie.
You are so truthful.
I am so truthful.
And honest.
Yes, exactly.
So before we go, I leave you with this one last beautiful song by the band The Loving Spoonful. And I think the cover of this song by Mama Cass is a little bit more popular, but this original version is also really fun. And it's called Didn't Want to Have to Do It. And I just think it's really beautiful. I listen to it on repeat over and over again. And I just want to leave you with this last, you and the listeners at home, this last beautiful message to all who listen and watch.
And watch.
Oh, and watch.
Yeah. But I hope they can picture us right now and they're watching.
Picture us right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
See it in their minds.
Yes. Perfect. I hope everyone enjoyed Emma's eclectic. Is that how you want to say it? What do you want to call it? Music taste?
I don't know. It's all over the place. It's a journey.
Honestly, it's trying anything once. So I respect the dedication to the trade.
Exactly. Like, I'm not just going to pick one thing. Like,
exactly.
I couldn't add my song, like my Cuban like jazz song that I really wanted to add. But I hope that this was like,
that's good. Okay. Yeah, it was. I hope everyone enjoyed. I'll be back next week. I don't know with what yet. That shall come. And if you follow the Instagram, you will know.
Exactly. Follow the Instagram, guys.
And follow Emma's Instagram. She's very talented. I hope you guys enjoy the last song by The Loving Spoonful. And I'll be back next week at 4 p.m. on Wednesday.
Didn't wanna have to do it. Didn't wanna have to break your heart. Didn't wanna have to do it. I kept her hoping from the very start, but you kept on a trying, and I knew that you'd end up a crying, and I knew I didn't wanna have to do it. At all. Didn't wanna have to do it. Didn't wanna have to be the one to say it. Didn't wanna have to do it. I kept a hoping there'd be something to delay it again. Yeah, but then. Be the one to say the end.
was the time that I thought a love could fly and never, never fall. Why should I suppose we were never really meant to be close to each other at all? No, I didn't wanna have to do it. Didn't wanna have to be the one to say yeah. Didn't wanna have to do it. I kept hoping